Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 27, 1805. A busy day. Today, Clark writes about the day's activities, including trying to chop the boats out of the ice, bleeding and sweating the man with pleurisy, and amputating a boy's toes.
A fine day. Attempt to cut our boat and canoes out of the ice. A difficult task, I fear, as we find waters between the ice. I bleed the man with the pleurisy today and sweat him. Captain Lewis took off the toes of 1 foot of the boy who got frostbit some time ago. Charbonneau, our interpreter, returned and informed that the Assiniboine had returned to their camps and brought 3 horses of Mr. Laroque's to stay here for fear of being stolen by the Assiniboine, who are great rogues. Cut off the boy's toes. Captain William Clark, January 27, 1805.
Remember the boy who survived a night out in the cold a couple of weeks ago? That is the boy whose toes were amputated today. Removal of more of the boy's toes was necessary on January 31. The probable procedure is described by Dr. Chouinard in his book Only One Man Died as follows. Probably the necrotic tissue had demarcated in the 2 weeks since his toes were frozen, and probably the amputation done by Lewis consisted of plucking loose the dead tissue, possibly disarticulating the joints, and possibly having to sever tendons. The raw, tender areas were permitted to granulate over with new tissue. Today's journal entry was accidentally dated January 27, 1804. Keeping track of the dates, including the year, has been a problem for Captain Clark. He has recently been correcting year dates, but today he missed one. This has been a challenge for our narrator and writer also, as we are always several days ahead of ourselves, as well as 200 years behind. Tomorrow, boats still iced in.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.